Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, opening statements are scheduled to begin Monday in the trial of James Holmes, charged with opening fire at a midnight movie screening in Aurora, Colorado in July 2012, killing 12 people, injuring 70. Holmes has pled not guilty by reason of insanity. The prosecution is seeking the death penalty. Ben Marcus is a reporter at Here Now, contributor Colorado Public Radio. And Ben, broadly, how is the area anticipating this? This was a terrifying time.
It was, and it affected an entire community. And so it is unique, and as mass shootings don't tend to go to a full trial like this. Yeah. And so the amount of media attention that's gone on for 3 years now is kind of finally reached this point where we're going to have a real full trial that's going to go 4 months. So there's going to be a lot of media. It's going to be difficult, certainly, for the families and people in the community that were affected
by this. Talk about why it's going to trial. This is the state of Colorado asking for the death penalty, as opposed to here in Massachusetts, where it's a federal case in the case of the Boston Marathon bomber. Mm. Massachusetts doesn't have the death penalty. Holmes' lawyers there in Colorado offered a guilty plea in exchange for a sentence of life in prison, but the prosecutor there, DA George Brockler, rejected that. What's been the conversation about that in Colorado?
Well, you know, Brockler got in front of the court and he said justice is death in this case. And in Brockler's supporters, this is the prosecutor in the case, say if you don't pursue the death penalty in this case, when do you? But by pursuing the death penalty, you make this a much longer trial. It could have been over if he accepted that plea deal. If he is found guilty and he is sentenced to death, the appeals could stretch on for decades. There was somebody here in Colorado who murdered 4 people in the 80s who's still sitting on death row. So I talked to one prosecutor, a former prosecutor in Denver, who said if you want a case that never ends, win a death penalty trial.
Yeah. Well, so some people are critical, saying if he'd accepted the plea, people could have been spared the trial. But what are victims and survivors of the shooting saying about it?
Well, it's interesting. I think they're kind of ambivalent about it. They don't want him. It's clear that they want some kind of punishment, but they know that by pursuing the death penalty, which most people that I've talked to, families who are involved, support, they know that it's going to make this trial so much longer. And it makes it difficult to move forward when it's in the news every day. It's in the paper. It's on TV. It's garnering international coverage. And so I think they really struggle with this idea of, yes, in some cases, the families support the death penalty, but they also understand this is really elongating the trial.
Yeah. Well, here in Boston, the Marathon bomber didn't plead guilty, but rather his lawyers said he did it. If he'd pled guilty, he would have lost the right to appeal. In Colorado, you have this not guilty by reason of insanity. What is the defense expected to be?
That there was so much mental defect and illness that he couldn't tell the difference between right and wrong at the time of the shooting. Now, that's seen as a long shot. These insanity pleas usually don't work out. The statistics are very much against him. But what the defense is doing is they're planting that seed in the jury's mind. Even if they don't reach that high bar of insanity, they can at least introduce that idea that there is mental illness when we get to the death penalty phase, if he's found guilty, and maybe they will spare him death if they believe that he does have some mental illness, even if it's not legally insane.
Yeah. So as you've been saying, 3 years since the shooting, why has it taken so long to come to trial?
Well, the psychiatric evaluations, you had evaluations from the defense, you had evaluations from the prosecution, you had evaluations from the state hospital, thousands of pages, hundreds of witnesses. You have 83 victims in this case, 12 killed, 70 injured, and 71 injured. So you have a ton of information that both legal teams have to sift through. And really, the defense has been asking all along for delays. And the judge was granting them for a long time because he did understand the amount of the volume of evidence in this case. But at some point, he said, look, these delays are just becoming too much, and we have to get this trial started.
So Monday, you've got 12 jurors, 12 alternates, chosen from a pool of about 9,000 prospective jurors. That's one of the largest jury pools ever in U.S. history. But the death penalty trial against the alleged Aurora theater shooting suspect will begin. Ben Marcus, reporter at Here Now, contributor, Colorado Public Radio. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Here and Now.